Enter Satan. To resolve the contradiction of a loving God who would do unloving things, and to escape your own, you have created a third party, the perfect scapegoat, the devil. Now at last everything is understandable. There is another who stands between what you want and what I want, and who makes us both miserable. You are not responsible for the uncaring, unloving world in which you live. You did not create it. Well, you might say, maybe at some level I did create it, but it was not my fault. The devil made me do it. A comedian's line has become your theology. Or is it that your theology has become a comedian's line? Only you can decide. There is a way to end the confusion. There's a way to see the illusion as an illusion, and that is to use the illusion. You will know that the illusion is not real when you see that you can easily manipulate it. You may claim that you cannot do this. You may say that this is a big order, more than you're up to. Yet humans consciously create illusions every day and live within them. You know anyone who sets his clock or watch ahead 15 minutes in order to never be late? There are those on your planet who do this. They actually set their clock or their watch 5 or 10 or 15 minutes ahead of the time that it actually is. Then, when they look to see what time it is, they motivate themselves to hurry up, because they are pretending that it is several minutes later than it really is. Some people actually forget that they are playing this little trick on themselves and think that it really is the time that it is not. This is when the illusion no longer serves them. It does not serve its intended purpose. The person who understands that the time on his watch is an illusion that he has created himself relaxes when he sees the time because he knows that he has a few more minutes. He goes into high gear and becomes very efficient, precisely because he is relaxed. He understands that the illusion is not the reality. The person who has temporarily forgotten that the time on his watch is an illusion, and one that he has created himself, is filled with anxiety because he thinks that the illusion is real. Thus, two people have two entirely different reactions to the same circumstance. One experiences the illusion as an illusion, and the other experiences it as reality. Only when an illusion is recognized as an illusion and lived as an illusion can it lead to an experience of ultimate reality. Then it serves the purpose of its creator. You now understand much better.